们今天晚上所要见证的题目是潜在的能力。
The topic I would like to use to encourage you tonight is hidden power.
潜在能力。
I would like to use this topic to encourage brothers and sisters.
这个潜在的能力呢，善恶都有。
And this hidden power, could be good power or evil power.
那么对人来说呢，一个人有爱心这也是一种潜在的能力。
And if a person has love in their heart, then this is also a kind of hidden power.
一个人心中有恨也是一种潜在的能力。
And if a person has hatred in his heart, then he also has hidden power.
这种能力一发挥出来，所以善的呢可以造就人。
And if we are to use this kind of power, if it's a good power, then we can edify others.
那么所以不好的呢就会伤害人。
And if we use evil power, then we will hurt others.
不过我们今天晚上呢是要根据主耶稣在世的时候所讲的比喻
But tonight we would like to study the parables told by Lord Jesus.
主耶稣讲很多的比喻，其中有一种呢，他谈到有关这个种族问题。
Jesus had gave many parables, and one of the parables he discussed about seed.
我们请看马太福音十三章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 13.
三十一节三十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and 32.
马太福音十三章三十一节三十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and 32.
他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里面。三十二节。
Verse 32.
就原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来坐在他的枝上。主耶稣在这边说，天国好像一粒芥菜种子。
Here, Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
所谓天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
神的国呢，是属灵的。
The kingdom of God is spiritual.
在天上。
It is in heaven.
但是也在地面上。
But it is also on earth.
那么地面上神的国，也就是神同在的地方。
And the kingdom of God on earth is a place where God dwells.
一个属灵的团体。
It's a spiritual group.
所以神的国也可以成全在每一个人的心里面。
Therefore, the kingdom of God can be in our hearts.
神的国也可以成全在一个团体里面。
And it could be fulfilled in an organization.
那么主耶稣说，神的国好像一粒芥菜种。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
那种子是非常小。
And the seed is very small.
但是呢，它有生命。
But it has life.
它把它呢，埋在土里面。
And a person planted in the field.
又小又看不见。
And this is a very small seed, and you cannot see it.
但是它有潜在的能力。
But it has hidden power.
这种生命力已发挥出来
，and once this life force is expressed，
那种成长呢让人很难去了解的
，and the growth will be hard for human to understand。
那芥菜种呢是属于菜类的
，and this mustard seed is a kind of vegetation garden plant。
当然呢它发芽长出来就是菜
，and after itBut then it will be a garden plant.
但是没想到他这种潜在的能力发挥到成为树那么大。
But out of the expectations, its hidden power was expressed and it becomes a tree.
甚至呢，飞鸟来到那边筑巢。
And even the birds of the air come and perch in its branches.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻呢它有很多的含义在里面。
And Lord Jesus spoke this parable with many meanings.
我们请看三十五节。
Please look at verse 35.
这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。 主耶稣在这边说啊，说他讲比喻啊。
Jesus said, explained here that he spoke in parables.
就是要从创世以来所隐藏的一些事情啊。
Because he wants to reveal the things hidden since the creation of the world.
要把它一一的阐明出来。
And he wants to explain and reveal all these.
那么他在这边所说的应验先知的话，就是根据诗篇七十八篇第二节所说的。
And here, when it says fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, is talking about what's written in Psalms, Psalm 78, verse 2.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻呢
？And when Jesus spoke in parable,
他说天国好像一粒芥菜种。
And he said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
他除了讲这个芥菜种以外，他也在这之前曾经讲到撒种的比喻。
And before he talked about the parable of the mustard seed, he also told them the parable of the sower.
那有关种子，根据主耶稣所解释的，指的神的道。
And the seed represents the word of God.
也就是说，神的道呢，有能力。
And this is to say, the word of God has power.
神的道能够在一个人的心里面得到造就。
And the word of God can edify us.
它可以改变一个人。
And can change a person.
所以有关神的道呢，有神的能力在里面。
And so the word of God has the power of God within.
那天国的开始呢，就是从主耶稣传福音开始。
And the beginning of the kingdom of heaven, is when Jesus started to preach.
主耶稣所传的就是神的道理。
What Jesus preached was the word of God.
当有人相信
，and when people believe,
聚集在一个地方
，and gather in one place,
那么那个地方就成为神的国的一个团体。
And that place become an organization of the kingdom of God.
那么主耶稣讲撒种的比喻呢？他指着这个地呢，就是指着人的心地。
And when Jesus told the parable of the sower, the field represents our heart.
也就是说，神的道理在一个人的心里面得到造就。
This is to say that the truth of God edifies a human's heart.
就能够发挥这种神道的力量出来。
Then we can express the power of the word of God.
那除了主耶稣讲这种比喻以外
，and other than these parables told by Jesus,
保罗也曾经讲到这种力量的发挥。
And Paul also talked about expressing this kind of power.
我们请参看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节、第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
哥林多后书第四章第七节第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，是出于神，不是出于我们。第八节。
Verse 8.
我们四面受敌，却不被捆住；心里作难，却不至于失望。保罗在这边提到宝贝跟这个瓦器。
Here Paul talked about treasure and jars of clay.
瓦器指的当时的这些使徒、这些神的工人。
And the jars of clay represents the apostles and the workers of God.
也可以指的当时的信徒。
And also represents the believers.
那宝贝到底是指的什么呢
？And what does the treasure simplify?
有各式各样的解释。
There are all different kinds of explanations.
一般的解释说，宝贝就是指的主耶稣。
And the most general explanation is the treasure represents Jesus.
主耶稣在我们里面就会发挥力量出来。
And when Jesus is in us, then we can have power.
也有指的神的道理。
And some say this treasure simplifies the word of God.
也能够发挥这种力量出来。
And the word of God can also express this kind of power.
那么也就是说，我们有神同在。
And this is to say we have God with us.
虽然呢，四面受敌，虽然被捆住，非常困难。
So even we're pressed on every side, and perplexed and in trouble.
但是呢，能够发挥神的这种力量出来。
But we can have this all-suppressing power of God.
就能够呢啊，帮助一个人来脱离这种困难。
Then this kind of power will help a person to face these troubles.
那么失望呢啊，就可以成为盼望。
And our despair will become hope.
那么主耶稣讲芥赛种的比喻的时候
，And when Jesus talked about the parable of the mustard seed.
神的国刚开始当然是很小。
When the kingdom of God started, it was very small.
像主耶稣刚刚出来传道理的时候
，Just like when Lord Jesus first came out to preach,
都没有门徒。
He did not have any disciples.
所以主耶稣呢，三十岁出来传福音的时候
，So when Jesus came out to preach when he at his age 30,
他的口号就是神的国近了。
And his slogan, "The kingdom of God is near."
大家要悔改。
Everyone should repent.
啊，这种传福音是非常简单的。
This is a very simple type of preaching.
但是呢，啊，含义却很大的。
But it includes deep meaning.
所谓神的国近啊。
What does it mean by the kingdom of God is near?
就可大可小，可以大也可以小。
这国。Oh, the meaning could be big or small.
刚开始的时候人数很少。
At the very beginning, they have few people.
但是经过一段时间，这种神的能力发挥出来呢，啊，人数就很多。
And after a while, the power of God was expressed and more people joined.
那当然呢，啊，就成为很大的。
And the organization will grow bigger.
那么主耶稣呢讲做芥菜种的比喻呢
？And when Lord Jesus spoke the parable of the mustard seed，
也暗示着将来教会发展的情形。
He also implied how the church will progress in the future。
他预先用一个引子让人去了解。
He foreshadows what is to happen。
好像芥菜种子很小。
It's like the church would be like a mustard seed, very small.
但是呢，他发挥这种能力出来以后
，But after it spreads its power,
就好像一棵大树，非常大。
Then will grow into a tree, a very big tree.
也暗示了这个比喻呢，啊，教会将来啊会很发展，但是有可能呢也会变质啊。
And this parable tells us that the church in the future, the church will be very prosperous, but it is also possible for the church to change its essence.
菜成为树，这是一种变质啊。
And from a garden plant to change into a tree, this is a change of essence.
但是主耶稣讲这个比喻不是啊绝对性的，是一种呢啊可能也有不可能。
And when Jesus spoke in parable, this is not absolute, it's just a possibility.
啊，根据马可福音第四章那边，我们可以看出呢，啊，是不确定的。
And from Mark chapter 4, we can see that this is not absolute.
所以当时的门徒听到啊，主耶稣讲这种比喻呢，当然抱着很大的希望啊，这个神国呢，啊，会很发展的。
So when the apostles heard this parable, they had great hope. They were hoping that the kingdom of God will progress greatly.
但是呢，主耶稣也暗示着他们呢，要预防，不要让神的道理、神的真理变质。
But Jesus also told them to be cautious so that the word of God will not change.
所以我们真耶稣教会啊，是神的教会。
Therefore, True Jesus Church is Church of God.
刚开始的时候人很少。
And at the very beginning, we have few people.
但是呢，他有这种潜在的能力。
But this church has hidden power.
就渐渐发展起来。
And we will grow and progress.
所以神的道呢，真的有这种能力。
So the word of God truly has this kind of power.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快， 甚至魂与灵、骨节、骨髓都能处置撇开，连心中的思念和主意都能变明。这里提到神的道是活泼的。
Here it says the word of God is living and active.
它有一种力量。
It has kind of power.
对个人来说呢，它会发挥这种力量出来。
And it will express this kind of power to each individual.
所以当人听到神的道理的时候，会觉得扎心啊。
So of course, the word of God will go into our heart.
好像彼得在五旬节那一天得到圣灵，为主耶稣做见证的时候。
Just like when Peter received the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost, he testified for Jesus.
那些听众呢，就觉得扎心啊。
And the word of Peter went into the heart of the audience.
在心里受感动。
And they were very touched.
这就是神道的一种功效。
And this is the effect of the word of God.
所以主耶稣讲这种种族的比喻呢，就是有这种力量。
And so when Jesus spoke in parable about the seeds, and it was referring to this kind of power.
所以我要把这个主耶稣所讲的比喻呢，分为三部分来说了。
So I would like to divide the parables into three categories.
第一个部分是针对个人啊。
And the first session is for individuals.
就是一个人听到神的道理。
And that's to say when a person heard the word of God.
他能够谦卑接受。
And can he be humble and receive this and accept this word.
那么神的道就会在他的内心受造就，发挥功能出来。
And the word of God will edify his heart and have effect.
好像主耶稣说杂种的比喻呢，这种种子落在好土地的地方。
Just like when Jesus spoke in parable, the parable of the sower and the seed fallen on good soil.
它可以结果呢，有100倍、60倍、30倍。
Then it could produce crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown.
本来是一颗种子。
Originally, there was only one seed.
但是这种力量一发挥出来呢，就可以成为100颗。
But once the hidden power took its effect,
或是60颗、30颗。
Then you could yield 100 or 60 or 30.
同样的，神的国刚开始只有一个人。
And similarly, the kingdom of God originally had only one person.
但是这种潜在的能力已发挥出来。
And once the hidden power becomes active.
也可以成为成千成万都可能。
Then we can have tens of thousands.
所以我们教会只要有神的真理呢，一定会发展的。
So as long as the church have the truth, then the church will progress.
对个人来说，只要有神的道理的造就。
And for individuals, as long as we are edified by the word of God.
一定呢这个人会越来越好。
And the person will become better.
所以主耶稣刚开始传福音的时候，
So when Lord Jesus first started to preach,
他所选召的门徒，
and the disciples he chose,
他的人生观啊，这个180度的改变，
and all these people, their purpose of life all changed.
请看马太福音第四章，
Please turn to Matthew chapter 4,
17节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”主耶稣刚开始传福音的口号就是“天国近了”。
When Jesus began to preach, he said, "Repent." He said, "The kingdom of heaven is near."
天国要实现在人的心里。
And the kingdom of heaven will be fulfilled in our heart.
神的国要实现在一个家庭里面。
And the kingdom of God will be in a family.
神的国要成全在地面上。
And the kingdom of God will be on earth.
所以从18节开始呢，他在加利利海边行走的时候。
So from verse 18 is that Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee.
他看到 两个人是兄弟。
And he saw two brothers.
就是彼得跟安德烈。
Peter and Andrew.
这两个人是渔夫啊。
And these two brothers were fishermen.
但是耶稣告诉他们。
But Jesus told them.
你们来跟从我。
Come follow me.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼啊。
I will make you fishers of men.
那这两个兄弟呢，就立刻舍了渔网来跟从耶稣。
And at once, these two brothers left their nets and followed Jesus.
主耶稣的话带着权柄，带着力量。
The word of Lord Jesus has power, has authority.
使这两个人呢的人生观马上改变。
So their concept of life changed immediately.
这是很不可思议的事情。
This is a very amazing thing.
这就是神道的能力发挥出来。
This shows that the power of God, the power of the word of God was expressed.
比如说你做这种生意做得好好的。
For example, you're in one type of business and you're doing well.
耶稣告诉你，你不要做了，你出来当传道了，你马上就舍弃这个生意啊。
And Jesus tells you to stop doing this business and come out to be a preacher, and you would do that immediately.
你就出来啊。
And you come out.
这就是主耶稣的话带的能力啊。
And this is the power of the word of God.
所以这两个人呢，他们的人生观改变得那么快。
And so these two persons changed their concept of life.
这就是主耶稣的话带的能力。
This is the power carried by the word of God.
也许你会觉得，哎，只有这两个人是例外。
Maybe you would think that these two persons are exceptions.
其实呢，接下来又两个人也是兄弟。
Actually, followed by them, following them, there are two more brothers.
也是21节以下的。
And it's recorded in from verse 21 onwards.
啊，记在雅各跟约翰这两个兄弟。
And it records about James and John, the two brothers.
他们也是同样听到主耶稣感召的话。
They also heard the calling of Lord Jesus.
立刻舍了他们的渔船来跟从耶稣啊。
And immediately they left the boat and they followed Jesus.
因为当场他的父亲也在那边呢。
And at that time, their father was there.
就对他们的父亲说，再见再见，我们要去当传道。
So they said goodbye to their father and told their father they were to preach.
并不是这两个人呢，他们的脑筋坏了，不是的。
It's not that these two brothers did not have a clear mind.
这就是神的道，神的话呢，啊，有一种力量。
This shows us that the word of God has a kind of power.
那么使他们的人生观啊改变得很快。
And this power changed their purpose of life rapidly.
那么除了这四个人以外，
And aside from these four,
在新约圣经里面记载有很多啊。
There are many more examples recorded in the New Testament.
像路加福音19章里面那个做税吏长的撒该啊。
And also, in Luke, chapter 9, records about a tax collector.
他也是因着耶稣的话呢，他的人生观改变。
And also because the word of Jesus, he changed his way of life.
本来他很看重钱财。
At the very beginning, he put emphasis on money and wealth.
跟社会上的地位。
And status in society.
但是因为主耶稣的话呢，让他受感动。
But the word of God touched his heart.
他舍弃这一切。
So he gave up all these.
还有马太福音的著作就是马太本身啊。
And also, the author of the Gospel of Matthew, the author which is Matthew.
他是一个税务人员呢，有安定的工作。
He's a tax collector and he has a very stable job.
是非常好的职业。
It was a good occupation.
但是主耶稣说你来跟从我。
And Jesus said, come follow me.
请看马太福音9章9节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。 他就起来跟从了耶稣。这个马太是很聪明的。
Matthew was a smart man.
他有这么好的工作。
He has such good job.
但是主耶稣说你来跟从我，他就舍弃了这个很好的工作。
But when Jesus told him, follow me, he gave up his good job.
为什么他的人生观改变得这么快、啊、
Why he can change his purpose of life so fast?
这就是主耶稣的话呢、啊、有这种能力、啊、
This is the power of the word of God.
在他的内心得到造就。
So the word of Jesus edified his heart.
所以主耶稣说神的国呢好像芥菜种子一样。
So Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
就是有这种潜在的能力。
This means that it has this kind of hidden power.
那么话又说回来。
And let's talk.
如果你认为一个人是非常不好，永远不能改变，这是错误的。
If you think that a person is wicked and could never change, this is a wrong kind of concept.
只要他有神的道理来得到造就，一定会改变，变好的。
As long as he has the truth of God to edify this person, then this person will definitely change into a good person.
所以父母亲希望自己的、啊、孩子变好，当然呢，要来就近教会听道理。
And if parents would like their children to change into a better person, then you would have to encourage them to come to church to listen to the truth.
只要有神的道理来得到造就，他不会偏差的。
As long as the word of God edifies their heart, your children will not go astray.
神的道理不只能够改变一个人的人生观啊。
Now, the words of God can change not only the concept of life.
他也可以改变一个人的性情啊。
Can also change a person's personality.
所以在以赛亚书那边有说，神的圣山里面。
So in Isaiah, it talks about the holy mountain. In the holy mountain of God,
有一些野兽能够相处的非常和蔼
and some beasts could live in harmony.
不会打架
and they would not fight with each other.
这个记载就是说，在神国里面啊，有各式各样的人
and this is to tell us that in the kingdom of God, there are different kinds of people.
那么来到神的这个山里面呢，大家都变好，不会坏的。
And once we come to the mountain of God, then everyone will change into righteous person and will not be wicked.
像主耶稣所拣选的雅各跟约翰这两个兄弟脾气很不好。
Just like James and John, called by Jesus, they had bad temper.
但是他们做耶稣的门徒以后呢，就改变。
But after they became the disciple of God of Jesus, they changed.
尤其这个约翰啊
，especially John，
变成非常温柔啊。
He become very gentle.
那么因为雅各比较早熟啊。
Because James passed away earlier.
那约翰呢？他活到很久，后来写这个启示录啊。
And John lived to an old age, and he wrote Revelation.
还有写约翰福音、约翰一二三书，都充满了爱的内容。
And he also wrote Gospel of John and John 1, 2, and 3.
这就是神的道理发挥力量，改变一个人的气质啊。
This is the word of God express its power and change the behavior of a person.
那么在我们教会里面呢，这种见证也是非常多啊。
And there are many testimony about this in our church.
我在台湾以前家乡那边的教会啊。
And when I was in Taiwan, the church I go to.
有一次呢，有一个部队里面的部队长啊，来慕道。
And there is a lieutenant in the army. He came to seek the truth.
他觉得这个道理很好啊。
And he thought that the truth we preach is very good.
他就邀请他部队里面很多军官来听道。
So he invited many soldiers from his troop to come and listen to the word of God.
那一阵子啊，教会里面有很多军人穿着军服来参加聚会啊。
And during that period of time in the church, we can see many soldiers wearing their uniforms and attending service.
那么那一年的灵恩布道会啊，他们就登记报名要受洗的有三十几个。
During the spiritual convocation in that year, there were 30 of them sign up to be baptized.
那这个部队长啊，就告诉教会的负责人。
And the leader of the troop told the person in charge of the church.
他说其中有一个姓彭的这个连长哦，暂时不要受洗。
And there's this captain should not be baptized.
因为他脾气不好。
Because he has bad temper.
一发怒啊，就不可收拾啊，很难控制自己。
And once he let out his temper, let go of his temper, then he could not control himself.
但这个部队长呢，啊，告诉教会负责人的当天呢，啊，这个姓彭的连长得到圣灵。
But then, this person in charge of the church told the lieutenant that the captain has received the Holy Spirit.
他听说教会不给他洗礼，他一直要洗礼。
And he heard that church would not let him. Gave him the Holy Spirit, then we will allow him to be baptized.
神的道理在他的内心得到造就。
And the word of God edified his heart.
成为一个非常温柔、脾气非常好的人啊。
And he changed his temper and became a very gentle person.
后来呢，啊，从军中退役下来。
And after he retired from the army.
啊，在当地结婚啊。
And he was married.
他在家庭里面啊。
And in his family,
他太太买鸡要他杀鸡，他说他不敢，他看到血就怕。
And his wife would buy chicken and ask him to kill the chicken, the live chicken, and he said, "Oh, I'm afraid to see blood."
这他改变成一个非常好的人，非常温柔的人。
He changed into a very righteous and very gentle person.
这就是神的道理啊，发挥这种力量出来。
And this shows the activity of the Word of God.
那对一个家庭来说也是一样的。
And similarly for one family.
所以能够建立一个基督化的家庭。
So the same applies to families.
这个家庭有神的道理。
So we can establish a family based on the word of God, and in this family there are the truth of God.
就可以成为一个圆满的家庭。
Then this family will have harmony.
所以无论是对个人来说，对一个整个 家庭来说呢，都能够得到很好的造就。
So, individual and families could be edified.
我们请看诗篇101篇第二节。
Please turn to Psalm.
诗篇101篇第二节。
Psalms 101.
我要用智慧行完全的道。你几时到我这里来？我要存完全的心行在我的家中。大卫在这边说，他要用智慧行完全的道。
David here says, "I will walk in my house with blameless heart."
在自己的家中，每个人都能够得到神的道理的造就。
In our own household, we can all be edified by the word of God.
那这个家庭一定会充满了爱。
Then this house will be filled with love.
夫妻之间能够相亲相爱。
And between husband and wife, there will be love.
能够互相尊重。
And the husband and wife can respect each other.
能够互相体贴啊。
And can be considerate towards one another.
那么呢，啊，兄弟姐妹在一起也是一样的。
And same for brothers and sisters.
或者是两代之间呢。
Or between two generations.
父祖母女之间呢。
And between father and son or mother and daughter.
只要有神的道理能够在这个家庭里面。
As long as the word of God is in this family.
建立一个基督化的家庭。
And can have a family of a godly family.
那么这个家庭就是幸福的家庭。
Then this family will be in harmony and have peace.
所以我们为什么强调要全家信主啊？就是有这种好处。
This is why we emphasize the whole family should believe because of the benefit it brings.
因为呢，神的道理啊，有这种力量。
Because the word of God have this kind of power.
会改变一个人的人生观，改变一个人的性情。
It will change the purpose of our life, and it will change our personality.
不止这样。
And not only these.
我们请看路加福音十七章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 17.
20节21节。
Luke chapter Chapter 17, verse 20 and 21.
路加福音十七章二十节二十一节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：神的国来到，不是眼睛所能看见的，人也不得说看啊在这里，看啊在那里，因为神的国就在你们的心里。法利赛人很有学问的。
The Pharisees are very educated.
他们对神的道理也非常清楚。
And they understood the, they know the word of God well.
当主耶稣出来传道理的时候，
When Jesus began to preach,
他们听到主耶稣所阐明的道理，觉得很稀奇呀。
And they heard the word Jesus preached, and they were amazed.
尤其主耶稣刚传道理的时候，他的口号就是“天国近了”。
Especially when Jesus kept repeating, "The kingdom of heaven is near."
所以法利赛人就问他，神的国什么时候要实现呢？
So the Pharisees asked Jesus, "When would the kingdom of God come?"
主耶稣说，不是眼睛能够看得出来的。
And Jesus replied, "It's not you. It does not come with your careful observation."
神的国呢，就在你的心里呀。
The kingdom of God is within you.
那么神的国要怎样来建立在人的心里呢？
And how do we build the kingdom of God in us?
也就是说呢，你有神的道理得到造就以后，
It is after you are edified by the word of God.
你会得到很大的满足啊。
Then you will feel very fulfilled and content.
忧愁变为快乐。
And all your worries and sadness will become joy.
你的内心有这种神国的这种很温暖的气氛。
And in your heart it will be filled with the warmth of the kingdom of God.
所以神的国就会成全在每个人的内心啊。
So the kingdom of God will be fulfilled within everyone.
所以为什么基督徒呢？他比较乐观啊。
This is why Christians are more optimistic.
同样所发生的事情在同样一个环境里面呢，基督徒就跟别的不一样。
When faced with the same troubles, Christians will act differently.
就是因为呢，神的国在他里面，在他内心啊。
It's because the kingdom of God is within Christians.
所以主耶稣所讲的芥菜种子的这种比喻啊。
So the parable Jesus told, the parable of the mustard seed.
就让我们知道，种子就是指的神的道理。
Helped us understood that the seed is the word of God.
对个人来说呢，能够得到很好的造就。
And can edify individual.
对家庭来说，整个家庭来说。
And in regards to the whole family.
会得到神很丰富的恩典。
The whole family will receive abundant blessing from God.
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 16.
三十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse
34. 使徒行传十六章三十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 34.
于是郡主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。郡主一家人本来没有信耶稣的。
The jealous whole family did not believe in Jesus.
因为他是一个地方官啊，保罗跟希腊到那边去传道理的时候。
Because he was a local official of the government, and when Paul and Silas went to preach in that area,
被人误会陷害，就被当地的官府呢抓去关起来。
And they were wrongly accused and were put in jail.
那这个郡主就看管监牢的人。
And this jailer was a person who guards the prison.
那保罗跟希腊在监牢里面呢，他们就在半夜在那里面唱诗祷告。
And around midnight, Paul and Silas were singing hymns and praying.
其他的囚犯觉得很奇怪，这两个人被关起来怎么那么快乐呢？
And all the other prisoners were amazed because these two, when they were jailed, they were still filled with joy.
因为呢，神的国在他们的心里呀。
This is because the kingdom of God was within them.
当他们在唱诗祷告的时候，忽然间呢，啊，发生大地震。
And while they were singing hymns and praying, there was an earthquake.
那监牢的门呢，啊，就被摇晃就开了。
And the foundation of the prison was shaken, and the door was open.
有一些囚犯的那个铁链呢，也松开了。
And the chains were broken too.
那大家趁着机会就逃跑了。
And some prisoners escaped.
那这个监主看到这种情形呢，就非常害怕。
And when the jailer saw this, he was very afraid.
他没有办法向上级来交代啊。
Because he could not report to his superior.
因为他是看管监牢的人。
Because he was a person who guards the prison.
被囚犯逃跑了。
And when the prisoners escaped.
所以他一时想不开要自杀。
And he was afraid, so he wanted to commit suicide.
那保罗西拉看到了，就阻挡他们。
And when Paul and Silas saw what he was about to do, they stopped him.
这个监主以为保罗跟希拉逃跑，结果他们两个没有啊。
And the jailer saw Paul and Silas also escaped, but they did not.
那就趁这个机会讲道理给监主听啊。
So they used this opportunity to preach the truth to the jailer.
保罗说：“你要信耶稣，你和你的全家就可以得救啊。”
Paul said to the jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
他很快就听得明白啊。
And he immediately understood.
带领全家来相信耶稣啊。
And he led his whole family to believe in Jesus.
这里说啊，他因为信了神，全家人都很快乐。
And here it tells us that he, because they believed in God, his whole family had joy.
这就是神的道理，这个能力发挥出来。
This is the effect of the power of the word of God.
这是腓立比教会第二户来信耶稣的。
And this is the second household that believed in the Philippian church.
啊，第一家来信耶稣的就是吕迪亚他们这一家的人。
And the first household is the household of Lydia.
他在河边呐、啊，宽阔的地方，听保罗在那边布道。
And she heard the preaching of Paul in a wide open area by the river.
他就觉得、哎、这个道理很好啊，就全家来信耶稣啊。
And she thought that the truth was good, so she brought her whole household to believe.
请看十五节。
Please look at verse 15.
他和他一家聚邻了席，便求我们说：“你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。”于是强留我们。保罗跟希拉初初来到腓立比这个地方啊。
When Paul and Silas first came to Philippi,
就是因为吕迪亚这一家人来信耶稣啊，就成为呢那边的地方教会啊。
And because the household of Lydia believed, then they had established their local church.
从他的家庭聚会开始啊。
And starting from family service.
只有一家人来信。
At first, there was only one family believed.
没多久，又进驻一家人又来信。
And soon after, another household was added.
这就是呢，种子神的道理能力发挥出来。
This is the seed, the word of God, expressing its power.
刚开始的时候，人很少。
At first, there are only few people.
但是很快就发展了。
But then it progress and became prosperous.
所以根据保罗写腓立比书啊，我们了解腓立比教会是一个非常好的教会。
So when Paul wrote Philippians, we know that it is a very good church.
这就是呢，神的道理在人的内心，在一个家庭里面发挥力量出来。
This is the word of God expressing its power in a household, in a church.
所以这种潜在的能力，我们虽然看不见。
So this kind of hidden power, even though we cannot see it.
但是呢，这种能力一发挥出来，
but when it is expressed,
会得到很大的效果啊。
Then it will have great effect.
那么教会发展也是一样的。
And thing for the progress of church.
那么有关教会的部分呢，我们明天再来讲。
And the discussion on church, we'll leave it till tomorrow.
还有呢，这个芥菜种子后来呢，长大就成为树，有飞鸟啊来筑巢啊。
And later, this mustard seed grew to become a tree, and the birds of the air come and perched in its branches.
那么主耶稣讲这种比喻都可以针对我们个人或者是团体的这个教会啊。
And this parable told by Lord Jesus applies to individuals or to an organization such as church.
让我们预先有一个概念来预防啊。
So that we can prevent certain things from happening.
也让我们有一种概念呢，有一种盼望。
So that we can have a concept and hope.
这种潜在的能力一发挥出来，可以克服很多的困难。
And once this hidden power becomes active, we can overcome many difficulties.
无论是对个人或者是团体。
For individuals or for an organization.
但是呢，也要预防，不要让它变质啊。
But we also have to be careful and guard it so that it will not change.
一个人如果不小心也会变坏。
If a person is not careful, he could turn bad.
当他很发展，好像一棵大树一样。
When a person becomes prosperous like a tree.
那么一个团体也是一样。
Same for an organization.
发展到很大的时候，如果不小心呢，就会改变。
And once the organization grows in magnitude, then it will change when the organization is not careful.
所讲的这个比喻呢，有这种含义在里面。
And this is what this parable implies.
那今天晚上我们就讲个人跟家庭方面呢，确实能够神的真理能够发挥这种力量出来。
So tonight we discuss about individual and about households, and it is true that the word of God has this kind of power.